is on Mike's mind. I tossed and turned and crashed and burned, imagining what I'd find. So I'll just sit here and drink my beer, maybe rub one out tonight. 'Cause I can hardly wait to find out just what is on Mike's mind.
He can hardly wait to find out just what is on Mike's mind.
A baseball diamond with doo-doo as the batting circle.
Thank you. Who's being leveraged?
Canton Hall and Von Lane.
I love San Francisco. I always like to go there. Used to go there just on a whim all the time.
You got married there.
I did.
It's a place for lovers, Mike.
It is, Corby. I found love there. I confirmed love there.
You did.
And I always thought San Francisco was the grooviest of places. And I always thought that if I were ever going to say, screw it all, I'm moving to fill in the blank, San Francisco would fill in the blank for
me. That'd be number one, huh?
That would be number one.
It's pretty awesome.
Yeah, it is. Or it used to be. I was out there a couple years ago, and I noticed that the general vibe of the place had changed a little bit. But it seems like since then, according to this story that was in the Washington Post that I read about it, man, you don't know the San Francisco of today if you haven't been there for the whole time. If you were just a day tripper like I was, that you were out there then, you go out there today and it seems like a completely different place. And if you live there, forget about it.
Well, I was there, you know, for 5 days over Christmas, and granted, it was very touristy, going to Muir Woods, going to Golden Gate Park, going to Land's End Trail, Alcatraz, Warriors game, all that. Now, we did go into Chinatown and do that, and we also saw the parade of homelessness that, you know, we were subjected to, that they're subjected to on a daily basis, and that, you know, we saw at the Super Bowl a handful of years ago, but I didn't really see anything different than when we were there a couple of years ago for the Super Bowl.
Well, they say these days, if you live there, it has become very much a haves and have not kind of situation.
Has it not always been that way? It's so expensive to live
not
there.
Not like this.
Is it the tech thing?
Yeah, it's the tech thing. Because Uber, Airbnb,
not Texas tech.
Slack, Lyft, Twitter,
Silicon Valley, bro.
Yeah, all of these tech companies have strong footholds in San Francisco.
Mainly in Mountain View, from what I'm understanding. But yes.
And all of those outfits are just awash in money, which has driven up prices on everything and priced a lot of people way out of the picture, out of the area altogether. I mean, it's like a one-bedroom apartment out there goes for $3,700 a month or something like that.
You know, we were lucky enough to stay at our friend's place out there in the Noe Valley, which is a really cool area of town. And it's pretty and clean and just little, you know, neighborhood shops and restaurants and bars dotting the entire area. And it's very stereotypical San Francisco. You remember the picture that I sent you?
Yeah.
Of the whole city from that little hill that we went on?
Yeah.
That's just absolutely amazing. It's a really quaint little area. I shudder to think, though, what it costs to live there now.
Yeah. Well, amid all that, the city wrestles with an unbelievable homeless situation.
It's jarring.
And they say that it is very, very common to see people shooting up in parks, defecating on the sidewalks.
Lord.
We saw that at the Super Bowl. I think it may have been Sturm that caught that.
Yeah.
He was doing it.
Yeah, he had to go real bad.
Last year, the new mayor assigned a 5-person crew dubbed the Poop Patrol.
My God.
To clean streets and alleys of human waste.
Man, that's bad. And the thing is, it's small.
Yeah.
It's a very small area. I mean, Fort Worth is bigger population-wise now than San Francisco, and area-wise, it's really small.
It is also home to more billionaires per capita than anywhere on Earth.
We should move there, Danny.
Because we're billionaires?
Uh-huh.
They say one out of every 11,600 residents is a billionaire.
Wow.
And the entire region as far as this is not just germane to San Francisco proper. They say the entire region as far as 2 hours away has been affected by real estate prices that have just gone completely out of hand.
Okay, so what does it cost? Because I know it's ridiculous there, obviously. But I mean, Monterey is right up the street.
Yeah.
Is that part of all this too? Is it not?
I don't think so, but I'm sure it's affected.
That's got to be the most expensive place to live in America. With those views?
Yeah, I'm sure it's affected, but I don't think it's affected quite like this because you don't have that many people like moving to Monterey as you do San Francisco.
Is Monterey retirement and stuff? Or
yeah.
I mean, there's still high schools and...
Yeah, but I kind of get the vibe that, you know, it's a place where you go after you've made it.
Or that's like a second home. Like,
yeah.
It's so rich, it's not even included.
Yeah, the top three are all up there. San Jose, Sunnyvale, Santa Clara, Santa Cruz, and San Francisco, Oakland, Hayward. That's your top three most expensive places to live in the United States.
Wow.
You know what's happening too, Michael, is as prices go up in the city, it's causing gentrification in places like Oakland and Alameda.
Yes.
Where the young white urban professionals that aren't billionaires are moving out to these lower income neighborhoods and getting them all whitewashed out there.
Yeah.
It has a ripple effect in every which way. They also have Millennium Tower, which is a brand new 58-story residential tower that is sinking.
That doesn't sound good.
It's sinking into the ground. It's tilting. And it's going to take $100 million to fix it.
Oh, my God.
And nobody knows where that's going to...
One out of 6,000 billionaires maybe can chip in.
Yeah, maybe they can. But nobody knows where that's going to come from. 60 Minutes did a story on this Millennium Tower a couple years back, and it is just unbelievable to see what's going on with this thing.
Sinking.
It is sinking into the ground. It is like literally feet deeper into the ground than it was when they built it. And nobody knows what they're going to do about it. I mean, God, I love San Francisco, but it's really hard to see how you pull out of something like this.
Corby, if you moved your family to San Francisco, the cost of living for a family of four, almost $11,000 a month.
A month?
Cost of living, family of four. It's 27.1% higher than... the national average.
Yeah, that's before golf, too.
Yep.
Yeah, where am I going to play golf? Olympic Club?
Wherever you want, big fella.
Yeah, wherever you want, Corby. And play
man,
wherever you want.
Where am I going to play golf?
I don't know, man. I really hated reading this, but... You know,
I wonder, though, if the people that live there... Because I did talk to a couple of bartenders that were saying that it's just so ridiculous out here now, you can't do it. But, you know, I wonder how affected the city is on a day-to-day basis where people that are happy there, that are like, it's no big deal.
Well, here's a quote from an unnamed resident of the Castro, which is the city's famed neighborhood that's been transformed by record prosperity. He bemoans the loss of cultural vitality and a lack of caring for the less fortunate. He says, I don't hear people talking about poetry. I still love my town. I still love my neighborhood, but it's changing very rapidly. It's quite harsh and quite brutal, and it frightens me. There's just no getting away from this, man. Gotta go. All right. Let's stay out in the Bay Area.
Oh, yeah. Let's do stay in the Bay Area, because at what point do the Warriors just say, we can't win?
I don't know.